This is your Red Radio Mindfulness Moment, led by Mrs. Kemble Elliott, Monday through to Friday at 6 p.m. Podcasts available at 6:30 on Apple Podcasts under Red Radio or on redradio.co.za/podcasts.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me. This time of stress is really difficult for all of us. Our entire lives have changed. And so I thought it might be useful to create a tiny space where we can go back into ourselves and think inside our bodies, with our hearts and our minds, take some time to be still. So, if you are able to join me, find a position that is comfortable. You might want to lie down, you might sit in a comfortable chair that doesn't allow you to slouch. Put your hands on your thighs. If you're lying down, put your hands at your sides, facing upwards. Close your eyes. And take a moment in that position just to feel. Don't change anything. Become aware of your body. Become aware of the stillness. Feel your body. Feel where it touches the surface that it is sitting or lying on. And as you become aware of your body, start to become aware of the parts of you that are very stressed. Often our jaw, our neck, the back of our shoulders, our backs, our lower backs. These are the places that carry stress. So I'd like you to take 3 cleansing breaths. Breathe in, 2, 3, hold it a second, and breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just resume breathing again, your normal breathing. Become aware of how your body breathes, without changing anything. And now I'd like you to take a second cleansing breath, and we're going to breathe in to the count of 4 this time. So, on your next breath out, let all of the air out of your lungs, and breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Feel the tension in your body, and slowly release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Take another cleansing breath immediately. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5. And now allow your body to breathe as it always does, night and day, on its own. Now I want you to become aware of where you are feeling the most stressed. And we're going to imagine going down our body and allowing it to melt into the surface that we're sitting on. So we're going to start with our heads. Become aware of the top of your head. Become aware of the feeling of your skin over your skull. Become aware of your forehead. Is it stressed? Have you got a frown? Allow it to relax. Allow the sensation to come all the way down over your cheeks. An easy way to help you to feel this is to imagine that it is a ball of ice cream, slowly melting. Become aware of the bones, your brain within your skull, and slowly allow it to melt. And as it melts, allow your jaw to drop. Allow your tongue to rest on the bottom of your mouth rather than against the roof of your mouth. Feel the ball of ice cream slowly melting. Now I want you to move into your neck, a place of so much tension for so many of us. Feel the sensation of it melting into the thing that you're lying on, or if you are sitting, allow it to melt gently down over your shoulders. Just imagine it. Every part of the tense muscles in your neck and your spine slowly melting. Now become aware of your shoulders. Feel them. Not literally with your hands, but just become aware of them in your mind's eye. We normally don't feel our shoulders every day, every movement, every moment, but just become aware that they are there. And allow the spreading of the melting ice cream sensation to move over your left shoulder and over your right as it envelops you. And picture, as it melts, each of the muscles and nerves and tendons that cause so much stress or respond to so much stress becoming looser and just giving in to the sensation of melting. And I want you to focus on your left arm. Slowly, all the way down your upper arm, into your elbow, all the way down over your forearm, into your wrist, and into the small bones and muscles of your hand, into your pinky, your ring finger, your middle finger, your pointing finger, and your thumb. Imagine that melting ice cream sensation. Move your focus to your right shoulder again. Go all the way down your right arm. Upper arm, elbow, lower arm, wrist, bones and tendons in the hand, and each of your fingers as they become this cool, wonderful pool of melted ice cream. Now I want you to take your focus to the top of your spine. The first part of your spine is already melted, but I want you to pick it up at that first vertebra that is still there. And I want you to focus one vertebra at a time, going down the outer curve where your ribs are attached. Picture the ribs and the matching ribs that are in your sternum and chest. As you focus on the melting ice cream sensation, imagine each rib melting away from the top of your spine, from the top of your sternum, front and back, as you become enveloped in this wonderful, calm, relaxing, melted ice cream. Continue all the way down your spine into the S curve where your arch of your back is. So much tension sits here, especially if we're sitting badly during the day. Each vertebra, feel it loosening, lengthening, becoming so much more relaxed. And all the muscles surrounding those bones of your back, all of the muscles that hold the tension in your stomach and your back, allow them to gently float away in the melted ice cream. And now move into your pelvis. I want you to become aware of where your hip joint links to your pelvis on the left and the right. Become aware of the pelvis and the muscles that it is surrounded by. big muscles that lift our body up and down all the time. Muscles that we often don't pay attention to. And allow those muscles, tendons, nerves, and the bones in your mind's eye to simply melt away. Now move into your spine, into your thighs. The top of each thigh. These biggest bones in our body, these femurs. They do so much work that we're unaware of. And allow them to become enveloped in the ice cream. Move into your knees. Such busy, busy joints that we take for granted often. Allow them to become part of the melted ice cream. And move down into your calves. Overused muscles every step that we take. And your shin bones. All the way down into your ankle joint. Intricate joints. And allow them to relax into this pool of ice cream. Until the last part of your body to be taken over by the sensation of melting is your feet. Your heels up into the arches of your feet, the balls of your feet, and eventually each little toe. So now your whole body has relaxed. Picture it. Absolutely unable to move because it is now a relaxed, calm puddle of ice cream. And I now want you to imagine that you are walking in a place in your mind's eye that is one of your favorite places in the world. It might be a place you haven't gone to yet. It might be a place that you have yet to explore, or it might be one that you know really well. And I want you to see yourself on the path. Is it a man-made path? Or is it a dirt path? Is it a path that leads up into a mountain or down to the sea? Past a river? In a meadow? I'm hoping that it's a natural space. One that is filled with birdsong and calmness. Imagine how the sun is shining on you as you walk in this space. Become aware of everything around you in a 360-degree vision. What is in front of you? What is behind you? What is next to you? And I want you to see in the distance a place where you can sit. It might be a rock, a bench, a sand dune, a little tussock of grass. And I want you to make your way towards it. And in your mind's eye to sit in this beautiful, calm place, taking in the scene around you. Become aware of your thoughts. Become aware of the things that are bothering you. And just allow them to seep into the landscape for the moment. You'll come back to them. And in this beautiful, calm space, I want you to become aware that you can come here at any time. Any time that you're feeling stressed. You can walk along the path and see the beautiful calm place in front of you. Make your way towards it and sit down. You can do this in an instant from now on. So you don't have to take the journey every time. You can just imagine yourself sitting in this glorious, glorious calm place. Take a moment in this beautiful place to become aware of yourself, your gifts, your challenges, the things you love to do, the things you avoid doing. Acknowledge the person that you are. And when you are ready, I want you in your mind's eye to stand. Take one last look around this glorious landscape. And put yourself back on the path. And walk back towards where you began your journey. Along the man-made path or the dirt path. Is it a mountain path? Back to your starting point. And at that starting point, I want you to become aware of your physical toes. I want you to wiggle them. And your physical fingers, wriggle them. Feel your hands and feet and the bones and muscles again. Allow the movement to go up into your wrists and your ankles. Become aware of your calves and your lower arms. Move them gently as you feel them again for the first time. Move into your knees and your elbows. Flex your arms and feel the top part of your arms. Tense your legs and become aware of your femurs and thighs. Feel your pelvis and where your hips join. Feel your shoulders and your shoulder joints. The only difference now is that they are so relaxed. Become aware of your back, your ribs, your sternum and spine, all reassuming themselves out of the puddle of ice cream into your body. Move up into your neck. Feel your neck and your head on your neck. Feel your jaw. Feel your cheekbones. And become aware of the top of your head and your face. And the only difference from when we began this exercise to now is that the tension has left. When you are ready, open your eyes. Become aware of your surroundings again. If you've been lying down, roll onto your side and sit up slowly. If you have been sitting, take a moment just to breathe in this situation. Thank you so much for joining me on our first journey. Tomorrow, we will continue and go into some more detail, and we will go back to the place that you imagined today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Goodbye.
Red Radio.
Right, yo, that was our mindfulness moment here on Red Radio with our episode one with Campbell Elliott. Wow, I was sitting here, obviously having to man the desks, but just making sure that it came across all well, but I was kind of really like enjoying the moment, and I think it's important that we all take a moment for ourselves during this time. But thanks so much for joining us here on Red Radio. We will be back again tomorrow at 6 o'clock bringing you this live. But if you missed it today, or if you want to share it at 6:30, it will go live onto Apple Podcasts and onto redradio.co.za. And we hope to see you then. So thanks for so much for joining us today. That was absolutely incredible.
That's it for Red Radio today.
Thanks for listening.